Secretary of State John Kerry will have to work hard to allay concerns about the Iran deal, concerns from U.S. allies, including Saudi Arabia and Israel. And as Melissa just mentioned, the White House faces criticism from some in Congress. Kerry will need to convince senators not to impose additional sanctions on Iran so that negotiators can come up with a comprehensive deal over the next 6 months. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Kerry seems to be well positioned to take on the challenges.
With another all-nighter in Geneva to seal the deal with Iran, Secretary Kerry has earned this nickname.
He's proven himself in within a year to be the Energizer Bunny of American foreign policy. He's everywhere.
That's Aaron David Miller, who advised both Democratic and Republican secretaries of state in the past. The Wilson Center scholar says Kerry seems to have supreme self-confidence in his negotiating skills and a bit more room to maneuver in a second-term Obama administration.
You have a guy who believes in diplomacy, a guy who is driven, a guy who the president has allowed to work, and he's given him some running room, and finally, Secretary of State, who is not risk-averse.
The 69-year-old Kerry, who lost his presidential bid in 2004, has already made clear he's not running again for political office, so he seems to be looking for legacy, and he's risk-ready. And that's new, says Vali Nasser, dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
He has not been afraid of criticism, and he has not been afraid of making a mistake. And I think that has been refreshing.
But not everyone is impressed with the way he dives into issues. Daniel Pletka of the American Enterprise Institute says Kerry came away with a terrible deal on Iran.
The United States appeared to want this deal more than the Iranians did. And Kerry, perhaps because it's so long since he was in high school, has not learned the lessons of high school, which is that you really shouldn't want it more than the other side.
Pletka, who was a longtime staffer on the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, thinks this is personal for Kerry.
I admire Secretary Kerry's persistence and his ambition as well. The problem is that his desire to achieve something at the twilight of his career is the enemy of prudent negotiations.
But Secretary Kerry presents himself as a pragmatic negotiator and described the talks with Iran this way in an interview on ABC's This Week.
This negotiation is not the art of fantasy or the art of the ideal. It's the art of the possible, which is verifiable and clear in its capacity to be able to make Israel and the region safer.
He's pursued a more forward-leaning diplomatic approach throughout the region, on Syria, on Afghanistan, and on the Arab-Israeli issue. And Vali Nasser says the secretary grabbed his chance with Iran.
Even if people criticize this particular deal for varieties of reasons or doubt that it would have legs past 6 months, they cannot deny the fact that Kerry has proven the case for diplomacy.
But the Iran diplomacy could make one of Kerry's other priorities even more difficult, says Miller of the Wilson Center.
So there's a sort of a paradox. Kerry succeeds in one area with respect to Iran, and he makes his work much more difficult with regard to the Palestinians, because the Prime Minister of Israel is feeling angry, aggrieved, to some degree betrayed, I suspect, by this administration. And he's going to be, I suspect, very withholding and very reluctant to make big decisions on the Palestinian issue until the Iranian file is much more certain.
Miller says everything Kerry's been doing is a work in progress, so it's hard to judge yet whether this Energizer Bunny, as he calls him, can deliver. But he gives him credit for getting into the middle of the mix on some of the toughest issues in the Middle East. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.